All right, I have to go back to my agenda here. Apologize. TB surveillance response plan. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Brian Wickling for the record. This is another plan that has been before the commission previously. This one was actually provided to the commission a bit earlier, back in October 17th of 2019. The public comment was taken through November 18th of 2019, and this was originally intended to come back before the commission in December. Again, due to the scheduling conflicts and the challenges with the coronavirus, the department wasn't able to find a final opportunity to present it prior to this meeting. Again, I'll try and provide a little bit of background. And I think it's important to point out that this is a surveillance plan, not a management response plan. And so the plan itself is largely how the department will monitor conduct surveillance to detect whether or not bovine tuberculosis is actually in a wild population. I think it's also important to point out that it has been detected in free-ranging populations within Montana. However, to the best of our knowledge, it is not endemic. What that means is endemic is a phrase that is typically used to describe something that's established and self-perpetuating, despite the fact that it has on occasion been detected. It's been sporadic, and it has not been something that has been a self-sustaining in a wild population in Montana. There are some other states and some other provinces where that it actually has occurred. And a couple of those are provinces to the north of us in Canada. As the name suggests, though, this is primarily a disease of domestic cattle, bovine tuberculosis. It's something that can have a huge financial effect on a domestic livestock industry. And so we certainly don't want to see the spillover into a wildlife population, but at the same time, we don't want to have an endemic infection within a wild population that then becomes problematic for domestic wildlife. So our goal with the plan is to prevent that spillover into a wild population, and would also mention that some of the early detections of bovine tuberculosis were actually in captive game farms within Montana. And so it's not always necessarily not pointing a finger at the livestock industry, but it could come from a lot of different places, could come from a neighboring state or neighboring province. So we want to be able to maintain a surveillance program that allows us to detect it early. Any management plan that would come up afterwards come before the commission for their consideration as well. As we developed this, there were four public comments regarding the plan. All of them actually were largely supportive of the plan and the planning. Some suggestion that primarily dealt with how are we going to respond. And again, this is a surveillance plan, not a response plan. Also, a couple of them dealt with concerns that the plan did not give enough value to wildlife and more value to livestock. We certainly recognize that, but we have so from the perspective, we wanted to make sure that, you know, financially the implications to the livestock industry were also pretty substantial, pretty severe. And so we made some minor adjustments, clarifications to the plan. Although the changes are not believed to be substantive, and as the commission chose to do on the last plan, it's certainly probably prudent to consider some comment because of those minor changes. But again, substantially, this is the same plan the commission approved back in October.
Thank you, Mr. Wakeling. Any questions before I call for the motion? I have one question. Do we know if Wyoming has a monitoring plan in place for bovine TB?
Mr. Chairman, I am not aware of Wyoming's current plan. That's certainly something we can follow up on, and I certainly can provide that briefing to the commission.
I'd appreciate that, and maybe some discussion with Ken McDonald as well on that, as well as CWD and where Wyoming is with developing some sort of monitoring and testing program for, you know, and likewise with Canada, you know, we have to, I think that anytime the commission addresses one of these threats to either a wildlife species or to our livestock industry, that we need to look at where we may have some weaknesses, not created by our own processes, but by our neighbors not maybe being as proactive as we'd like them to be. Any comments or questions for Mr. Wakeling before I call for a motion? Can I get a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that Montana Bovine Tuberculosis Surveillance Plan for Wildlife as proposed by FWB be adopted as final.
Second.
Motion and second. I'm going to ask if there's anybody queued up to provide submit public comment.
Commissioner Chairman Colton, I'm not seeing anyone in the queue at this time.
Okay, thank you, Shauna. Back to the commission. Any final questions or comments from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We'll move on to Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area.